Well, it is a busy day today. I want to first say Happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers here, our grandmothers, great-grandmothers, and those who are here in our sanctuary, and those who are worth to be with us online, as well as all those mother figures who have allowed us to feel God's love and grace through their nurture and care throughout our lives. It is an important day. Today we are also recognizing and celebrating a milestone that is our graduating high school seniors. We celebrate with you as you pass this milestone, you and your families, as you face yet another step in your journey and your call that God has placed upon your lives. And so we face this journey with you in this next step. It has been a busy morning as the seniors and their families had a brunch together. I want to thank Leanne and for the junior class that has helped provide food and serve the seniors this morning. It was in our new parlor. Began at 10 o'clock, so that was a wonderful time. I actually had a little, it was one of those sausage ball things. Those are fantastic. And whoever provided the punch was really good too, so thank you for that. Also, Debbie Richards was coordinating our Mother's Day service project, which was to arrange flowers for those mothers and mother figures from our church who could not be here with us in person and who are either in nursing homes, facilities, or homebound. So we appreciate her and all those who have helped her and provide these arrangements. And if you'd like to help still, there's still time and still ways we need to deliver these arrangements. There are about 20 of them. So we were looking for people to make these deliveries either today or tomorrow. So if you would like to do that, just touch base with me or Leanne or Kristen this morning, and we will get you the address and name and the flower arrangement. It's a busy day. It's a lot going on. And these are important moments in our life as we remember and we celebrate the love that is reflected, God's great love for each of us, that is reflected by our mothers and these wonderful women of our lives, and by parents, and by the church, as we celebrate together these achievements. This is a powerful moment. You know, as I think about Mother's Day and seniors, Senior Sunday, there's a couple of memories that come to mind. One is that when Leanne and I were in Dothan, we had a very similar day. We had a Senior Sunday, and just like our seniors will do in a few moments, the seniors were invited to come up and to introduce themselves, introduce their families, and say a word of gratitude towards the church, and let us know what their future plans are. And so we had that moment in the church, and then there was one particular student, one senior, who was a fixture around the church. He was always there, always. Always playing basketball or something in the gym, always up to something, usually something no good. And if something was broken or somebody's feelings were injured, he was a usual suspect. He was just that kid. He's a great kid. He's a great man now. But on this particular Sunday, He knew his history. He knew his story. He owned it. So when he came forward and he stood in front of the microphone, he introduced himself, gave his name, and he said, "I just want to say to the church, I'm sorry." And I think, how appropriate is that on Mother's Day and on Senior Sunday? You know, I'm not a mother, but I know what I did to my mother. And I think we all have those histories and memories. So how appropriate is it that we just pause for a moment and celebrate our mothers? And maybe in those celebrations, we pause even for a further moment to say, "I'm sorry." So maybe I'll call my mother today and say, "I'm sorry." Maybe not. Maybe I'll just say, "Happy Mother's Day." But this is another memory that comes to mind for me on this day as we think about seniors moving into this new chapter, this next step in their journey. I think about this one occasion when our daughter Ellie, she was in, now she's in graduate school, but this is when she was in elementary age. And she wanted to go to a summer camp. And Leanne and I, we talked about it and said, this would be a great thing. I went to summer camp a couple of summers and lived to tell about it. And Leanne went to summer camp and had great summer experiences. And so we thought this would be great for our daughter Ellie. So we decided, yeah, we'll sign you up. We'll register you and we'll get you all geared up. Well, she wanted to invite to take a friend. And her friend was able to go. But Leanne was not able to be the one who would take them. She was on a youth mission trip or something involving the youth. But so it fell to me to be the driver, to drive these two young girls, probably 8 or 9 years old, to the camp. It was about 2 hours away. And on the way, they were beside themselves on how much fun they were going to have. They were so excited. They couldn't wait for this thing to get underway. And so I heard that in the back seat all the way. And when I wasn't listening to that, I was listening to the pop music they wanted to hear, the Disney pop music they wanted to hear. Oh, my ears were bleeding. By the time we got there, I was done. And so we pulled into the gate of this camp, and the director said, well, you need to go down. You're in camp number, cabin number, whatever. And they said, go down, take a right, and you go down, and you'll see the cabin there, and just pull in, and there will be a cabin director, counselor there, and they'll help you get everything unloaded and get you checked in. I said, great. So we drove down, took the right, went down, came to the cabin, and now this girl, they're looking out, and there's kids everywhere. And I could just tell they were ready to jump out the windows to get going. So we pull in, and I pull up to the cabin, and I open up the door, and I get them out, and they just take off. They bolt into the cabin, and I'm like, well, I'm stuck with the luggage. And so I take the luggage in, and I walk in this door, and it's like there's like dirt like coming from the outside, and it's just kind of sandy on the inside, and it's dark. And there are bunk beds everywhere, and it's frigid cold, and it's like a cave. And I'm thinking, this is where they're staying? My precious little girl is going to stay in this? And it was chaos. There was luggage everywhere. There were kids all over the place, and it was already a wreck. And I'm like, this is not good. And so I found Ellie, and I said, Ellie, you got to get a bunk. And so we know where to put your stuff. So she got a bunk, and I put her luggage there. And I tried to get a hug goodbye, but she was going. She was all about it. And so I went ahead, I went to the car, and I got in the car, and I cranked up, and I started to drive away. And I couldn't keep my eyes out the rearview mirror to the cabin. I was hoping she would come out and say, I don't want to stay. I want to go home. That's what I wanted. But it didn't happen. So I kept driving, and I got to the entrance of the camp, and I just stopped.